ओम शांति। वैसे कहा जाता है दिल एक मंदिर है, प्यार की जिसमें होती है पूजा, प्रीतम का वो घर है। लेकिन इस दिल को, इस हार्ट को हम इतना हर्ट कर देते हैं छोटी छोटी बातों से कि आज हार्ट अटैक बहुत बढ़ रहे हैं। और इसीलिए हम अपने इस हार्ट का हीलिंग क्या हम कर सकते हैं, और वो भी कैसे, 3D डायमेंशनल हेल्थ केयर। और आज उसके एक्सपर्ट, उसके मास्टर्स आज हम सभी के बीच में आ रहे हैं एक बहुत सुंदर सेशन लेकर, और जिसका नाम है हीलिंग द हार्ट। और इसके लिए मैं खास इनवाइट करना चाहती हूं डॉक्टर सतीश जी गुप्ता, डायरेक्टर मेडिसिन RMM ग्लोबल हॉस्पिटल ट्रॉमा सेंटर। हम उनका स्वागत जोरदार करतल ध्वनि से करते हैं। डॉक्टर सतीश जी गुप्ता, ही इज MBBS फ्रॉम मौलाना आजाद मेडिकल कॉलेज, दिल्ली यूनिवर्सिटी। ही इज MD इंटरनल मेडिसिन, लेडी हार्डिंग्स मेडिकल कॉलेज, एसोसिएटेड हॉस्पिटल्स, दिल्ली, FCCP कार्डियोलॉजी। लॉन्ग टर्म ट्रेनिंग प्रोग्राम इन कार्डियोलॉजी एट सर गंगाराम हॉस्पिटल एंड एस्कॉर्ट्स हार्ट इंस्टीट्यूट एंड रिसर्च सेंटर। FIAE फेलोशिप अवॉर्डेड बाय इंडियन एकेडमी ऑफ इको कार्डियोलॉजी। FIMSA फेलोशिप अवॉर्डेड बाय International Medical Sciences Academy, and yes, he is faculty member of Academy for a Better World, Gyan Sarovar, Mount Abu, Shantivan, Pandabhavan, and many topics, especially on heart. He has been giving seminars in conferences held in various parts of India and abroad from time to time. So please welcome Dr. Satish Ji Gupta. Dr. Satish Ji Gupta Ji ke saath saath, I would like to invite Dr. Ratan Ji Rathod from Navi Mumbai. Please welcome Dr. Ratan Ji Rathod from Navi Mumbai. He's professor and HOD cardiology, MGM हॉस्पिटल वाशी। और इन्हीं के साथ साथ आई वुड लाइक टू इनवाइट इन चेयर टुडे चेयरपर्सन डॉक्टर DRG आर्या जी, बीकानेर, प्रोफेसर एंड HOD ट्रांसफ्यूजन मेडिसिन, SP मेडिकल कॉलेज। डॉक्टर आर्या जी फ्रॉम बीकानेर। Yes, please welcome Dr. Arya ji. Besides him, I would like to invite a chair Dr. Alok ji Chopra from Delhi. Dr. Alok ji Chopra from Delhi, please welcome both of them. He is consultant cardiologist and director Ashlok Hospital, Fortis Hospital Associate, Safdarjung Enclave. So just 1 minute silence, we would observe just 1 minute of silence, and then we would start with today's beautiful topic, healing the heart.
खुश रहो, मुस्कुराते रहो, सदा खुश रहो, मुस्कुराते रहो, खजाना खुशी का लुटाते रहो, खजाना खुशी का लुटाते रहो, गाते रहो, गुनगुनाते रहो, गाते रहो, गुनगुनाते रहो, मिलन प्यारे प्रभु से मनाते रहो, मिलन प्यारे प्रभु से मनाते रहो, सदा खुश रहो।
I would like to request respected Dr. Satish Gupta to speak on healing the heart. Let me tell you about him just in one line. आपने कई सारे हार्ट पेशेंट को विशेष करके ये कहा है बिना बाईपास के सिर्फ पॉजिटिव हेल्दी लाइफस्टाइल से आप ठीक हो सकते हो. और हाँ, हजारों ऐसे हार्ट पेशेंट्स ऑल ओवर वर्ल्ड से आपने ठीक किए हैं विदाउट एनी सर्जरी. और इसलिए मैं डॉक्टर सतीश जी गुप्ता जी को विशेष कहती हूं. प्लीज.
ओम शांति. रेस्पेक्टेड चेयर डॉक्टर रतनाठोर एंड सरिता बेन. सो आई विल बी डिस्कसिंग विद यू हाउ टू हील द हार्ट. एक्चुअली एज सिस्टर सरिता हैज टोल्ड दैट आई हैव हील्ड द हार्ट. एक्चुअली आई हैव नॉट हील्ड द हार्ट, आई हैव टोल्ड देम हाउ टू हील द हार्ट एंड द पीपल हैव मॉडिफाइड देयर लाइफस्टाइल एंड दैट इज हाउ दे हैव हील्ड द हार्ट. तो कैन यू प्लीज कम फॉरवर्ड, आगे आ जाओ और हमारे पास आगे आ जाओ. दिल की बात करनी है ना तो आगे आ जाओ. कम कम. दिल की बात तो नजदीक से होती, दूर से तो नहीं होती है. कैन यू हैव लिटिल बेटर फोकस हियर. थोड़ा सा इनको फोकस थोड़ा अच्छा कर देंगे तो अच्छा हो जाएगा. दिस इज माई हॉस्पिटल, ग्लोबल हॉस्पिटल इन माउंट आबू एंड वी हैव अनदर ब्रांच ऑफ दिस हॉस्पिटल, ग्लोबल हॉस्पिटल ट्रॉमा सेंटर, वेयर एट प्रेजेंटली आई एम गिविंग माई सर्विसेज. And I'll just present to you results, you know, practical model for healing the heart. How through, you know, we have, actually I shifted to Mount Abu in 95 and we started our this study in collaboration with DRDO in Feb 98 and three tertiary cardiac care hospitals in Mumbai, Delhi and Ahmedabad. And this study was sponsored by Ministry of Health. This study was published in 2011 and we were informed by the Biomed Lib. Can we have little better focus? This is not properly focused. ये ना focus नहीं है properly. Focus थोड़ा सा इसका अच्छा कर दीजिए. This study in 2013 we were informed July that your study stands amongst the top 20 studies in the world, most cited, most visited by the researchers, doctors and public. And it is number one in that rank. You know, this is here. And then it continued to be number one for almost 2.5 years till November 2015. So this study, Mount Abu Open Heart Trial, which was published. And now CAD, as we are aware, we have epidemic all over the world. India is the world leader. India leads in coronary artery disease and it is affecting Indians wherever they are. And we all know that it is a psychosomatic disease, it's a lifestyle disease. It can be prevented, it can be treated, but provided we change. The treatment which we are giving in the form of PCI, that is, you know, this is how the blocks, you must be all aware, how the blocks build up from the early age, from childhood onwards. And when the patient presents to us, that time the patient disease is already advanced, and the intervention we offer them is PCI with bare metal stent or drug-eluting stents. But this is again a palliative care only. It does not solve the cause. It does not solve the problem there, right? And we have patients with us who have undergone a PCI 10 times, 8 times, bypass twice. But still the disease is progressive. It's a progressive disease. Unless you address the root cause, the disease doesn't disappear. See this, even stents get blocked. The bypasses, again it is a palliation, because just like cutting a tree from above, a root is still there. So because we don't treat the root cause, and preventive cartilage is coming up in India, but still it is a long way to go and lots to be done. So we started this study as a multidisciplinary project, and we are working on this project. Cardiologist, it's a multidisciplinary study. Cardiologist, endocrinologist, clinicians, spiritualists, nutritionists, fitness experts, and psychologists. We are working for last more than 19 years, and we have now more than 8,000 patients in this program, all angiographically documented patients. And we published this Mount Abu Open Heart Trial, then we published another Abu Healthy Heart Trial, which is a healthy lifestyle group and a control group. And the difference between the two groups was, we did their EEG, heart rate variability, all the hormones, epinephrine, norepinephrine, cortisol, 8 a.m., 4 p.m. in the urine and blood. The melatonin levels were done because DRDO was with us. So DRDO was sort of, did all these studies, you know, on physiological and endocrinological level. And the only difference between the two groups was Rajyoga meditation. Diet exercise was same, medication, usual medical care, and the difference was stress management through Rajyoga meditation was given to the healthy lifestyle group and not to the control group. Control group was told to, you know, they were taught about stress and how to avoid stress, but not through meditation. They were told, you know, whatever they are doing, prayers, namaz, because we had a lot of Muslim patients as well, Christians also. So we told them, whatever you are doing, do it more, but don't get angry, don't have anxiety. And because it is all documented in various studies, the people who get anger, that they are more prone to develop heart disease. Depression is itself an independent risk factor for heart disease. And anxiety, type A behavior, lack of ventilation, lack of emotional support, lack of social support, cynicism, hostility. There are so many psychological factors, psychological, psychosocial factors, which have been, you know, correlated, and they are responsible for endothelial dysfunction. And our 80% patients have either DVD or double vessel disease or triple vessel disease in both the groups. And all the results were, you know, analyzed by an independent statistician, and the angiograms also were, you know, DVDs are coded, and then they were analyzed by independent group of angiographers. And you can appreciate the patients who were in the Rajyoga meditation group, they could modify their type A behavior, anxiety, anger, depression, lifestyle better, and overall feeling of well-being significantly. While the control group, there was hardly any change. And the program adherence was also better. Diet adherence, exercise adherence, and de-addiction was much better. People could adhere better. In the control group, people stopped sort of smoking or alcohol, but again they started after 1 year, 1 month or so. So they could not adhere. And even same way, the diet exercise, they continued for one in the beginning, but again they had no willpower. The adherence scores decreased as it went on. Today, now patients are with us for last 18, 19 years, and still they are following. More than 70% patients are still following the program as it is, and they are enjoying quality of life, good quality of life. We did the EEG of these patients on day 1 and day 7, and then 6 months, 1 year, 1.5 years, and 2 years. And you can appreciate that on the day 1, the beta rhythm was predominant, and alpha rhythm was very little, but you can see at day 7, you can appreciate the alpha rhythm with eyes open. And even theta rhythm has improved. In alpha rhythm, we say it with closed eyes. This is open eyes meditation. Rajyoga meditation is open eyes meditation. It's a conscious meditation, change of consciousness from outer self to inner self. And you can appreciate that this is a peaceful wave. So we also can also call it a peaceful wave. This is also loveful wave. Love means you accept people as they are, right? Unconditional, dignified, respectful acceptance and care for each and everyone in the family, in the society, in the country. That is what love means. And this delta rhythm also improved. You can see that with eyes open, it is much better. And you see this alpha rhythm is improving. Day 7, there is a significant improvement, and it keeps on improving. Delta rhythm, beta rhythm has come down. Theta rhythm is also improving, day 7 itself. And delta rhythm after 1 year, that means you are so much relaxed as if you are sleeping while working. That is the effect of Rajyoga meditation. And our Dadi Janki, at present she is in London, and she is a lady, Delta woman. She is the most stable mind in the world. She has been, you know, various places, California, Australia, Sydney, different places in the world. You know, people have done the EEG on her, and they found delta rhythm, predominantly delta rhythm in EEG while she is talking. So she is a most stable mind. She is 102 at present. Right? So you can see that this is what is happening with when you practice Raja Yoga meditation. I'll share with you how to practice, how we told our patients to practice Raja Yoga meditation. This is heart rate variability. You can appreciate in this diagram, this is low frequency power. Here this is sympathetic. Low frequency power represents sympathetic activity. And the high frequency power represents parasympathetic activity. You can appreciate that these people were, day one when they came to us, the sympathetic overactive, predominance was there. And parasympathetic activity was very less. But day seven itself, there's significant, balance between sympathetic and parasympathetic. At one year, there was complete harmony. At 2 years, still better harmony. So you need both. You need not have just become totally parasympathetic. That is harmful. Similarly, sympathetic overactivity also leads to a lot of problems. But having a balance, Raja Yoga gives you that balance which is required. And then we also did the catecholamines, adenyline levels and nonadenyline levels. And see this, day control group there is no change, but interventional group there is significant, highly significant change. And then it continues to go down. And then the serotonin and beta endorphin levels. You can appreciate that these are happy hormones. And you can appreciate that within 7 days, the serotonin levels, beta endorphin levels significantly improve. Right? And they further continue to improve as you go on. Endorphin is the strongest painkiller. By doing meditation, you increase the amount of endorphin in your body. And thereby you really, enjoy life which is pain-free. Maybe it's not only heart pain, but it's headache, it's backache, it's knee pain. Whatever type of pains you have in the body, they decrease. And you have a better, you feel elevated, mood is elevated. Feeling of happiness, feeling of well-being, a lot of energy, they feel a lot of pooling of energy. And the 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. samples, the cortisol levels in the urine and blood. And this is what we found that these patients when given, we told them that when you are supposed to, as you get up at 4 a.m. here, similarly we told them sleep from 10 to 4, get up at 4, 4 a.m. we give them meditation. And you must be aware that after getting up half an hour later, the cortisol starts coming out from the adrenal. Depending on, the studies are there, depending on your thought patterns. What is mind? Mind is nothing but team. Thoughts, emotions, attitudes and memories. Mind has got 4 aspects, right? I'll share with you later on how to sort of, change your mind, how to change your team, how to change your team to open your blocks, right? So we tell them you have positive team up to 8 a.m. Do not allow any negative thought, negative emotion up to 8 a.m. Try to be in silence as far as possible. If there's emergency, do talk, but avoid mobile, television and newspaper up to 8 a.m. And we saw that this significant change, that within 7 days, significant decrease in cortisol levels in both 8 a.m. samples and 4 p.m. samples were observed. Right? And then further continued to decrease in both the studies. And then the insulin, the most important thing which we all observed. Actually, after that, I have done 4 more studies on this. Insulin resistance, HOMA index, on the effect of Raja Yoga meditation, and metabolic syndrome. How the insulin, with this Raja Yoga meditation, glycemic controls become much better. And the insulin levels come down on day 7 itself. And there is a significant decrease in insulin levels on day 7. Control group, there is no change. But significant decrease in insulin levels. Fasting insulins. So that means they are having a decrease in blood sugars and decrease in insulin level. That means better insulin sensitivity. Once you improve the insulin sensitivity, what will happen? You combat the hypertension, you combat the diabetes, you combat the dyslipidemia, and you combat the weight, obesity. All the 4 components of metabolic syndrome. So that is where this addresses, 60 to 70% in the people in the country have insulin resistance. And if you can combat that, the epidemic, the root cause of epidemic of coronary artery disease, hypertension, diabetes, so many NCDs, non-communicable diseases, you can combat them. So this, that's how I'm just, having 2 more sort of studies going on at present on insulin sensitivity with cardiac patients. And then even people who had this problem, there was change in You see, the people who could walk only 100 meters, within 7 days they could walk 2-3 kilometers. And the drug score, number of nitrate the tablets required, was significantly decreased in this group, while there was an increase, little increase. And exercise, you know, tolerance, significant, highly significant improvement, as I told you. And ejection fraction, average increase in ejection fraction was about 10%. I'll show you some of the video clips, how the before LB NGO, before this program, and after they participate in this program. And the total cholesterol decreased, LDL decreased, HDL improved, good cholesterol improved, bad cholesterol decreased, triglyceride decreased, and the LDL-HDL ratio decreased by 37%. So here is an intervention which, you know, helps you both ways. Improves the bad good cholesterol and decreases the bad cholesterol. And the events, see, over a period of almost 3 years, events 9 versus 38 and odds ratio of 11. And the 93% patients could open their blocks, as compared to only 13% decrease in 13% patients could show some decrease. But overall, there was a 4.52% increase in the control group. And I'll just show you some angiograms. Can you appreciate here? There's a 90% block here. And see how better it has become, how nicely it has regressed. See, this is a long diffuse disease, starting RCA, right coronary artery, from here to here. And you can appreciate that this is how it has regressed nicely. A graft, which a sort of block which cannot be stented even. And we had 33 blocks which are 100% calcified blocks. So we had not actually taken them for study. But to our surprise, out of 33, 19 blocks opened up, even 100% blocks, calcified blocks opened up. This is one of them, right? And see, this another 100%. And multiple blocks, they all decreased. 80 and 90% block decreased, improved significantly. And see this. These are video clips not working. These are video clips not working. Doesn't matter. Actually, this patient had two infarcts, anterior wall infarct and inferior wall infarct. And the ejection fraction became 30%. And after 1 year, when the angiography was repeated, see this, it became 45%. And there was no regional motion abnormality at that point of time. So actually we can regenerate the cardiac progenitor cells present in the dead myocardium, necrotic myocardium. You can trigger those cells by Rajyoga meditation, by stage of bliss. 80% block decreased, improved, and the EF is 20%. Of the same patient, and it became 50% within a year, ejection fraction. That's why I showed you average increase in EF was, ejection fraction was 10%. 100% block opened up, control group. See this, all the blocks have increased in spite of the same diet, same exercise. Why? Actually, we did the psychological analysis of all these patients, and we have a very big database of 8,000 patients, angiograms pre and post, more than 1,000 repeat angiograms, and we have there all the psychological database on day 1, day 7, 3 months, 6 months, you know, both wife and husband, because we invite them with the spouse, and we have actually correlated every block in the LMCA, LAD, osteal, proximal, mid-distal, or D1, D2, or ramus, or LCX, which area it is, a branch, or RCA, right coronary artery, with the psychological patterns, thinking patterns. And we can now, looking at the angiograms, we can know that this person has this type of personality. From the angiogram itself, because all the reports come to me from all over the country and abroad, and when I review the reports, that time I can make out that his nature is this, he behaves in this fashion, probably he has this. You know, we can make out from the, as people can say from the palm, some palmist can tell you the future, but I can tell the person's personality by just looking at the angiogram. And we are very correctly, we are able to, you know, when we talk to them, that this is this type of personality you have. Yes, I have this, I have this, I have this. So they come out with that, you know, the angiogram. And then we have shown, this we have shown, if you can regret, if you can change their personality, like type A behavior, anxiety, anger, depression, lack of ventilation, lack of emotional support, lack of social support. If we can change them, we can change their cynical behavior, critical behavior, hostile behavior. Through meditation we can change them, right? Once we change them, the blocks melts away, like, you know, as if it melts up within 3 months, 6 months. But if some people do not change, then the blocks continue to increase. We have seen even this, say someone has changed type A behavior, but he has become more sensitive, emotional. So, but that block in the one of the blocks has decreased, other block has increased. So that is also seen, because how much they are working on that pattern through meditation, right? It is, you have to be careful. No? Once you change, then along with that you change the diet, change the exercise, and then disease improves. It's not only heart disease, but the hypertension. You know, patients who come to us with insulin resistance, they are on 80 units of insulin, 50 units of insulin, and within a week, the patient is off insulin, 50 units of insulin. You must be thinking it's a miracle. It's not a miracle. Same, because when they come to us, we change their diet, we change their mind, we change their head, right? You know, people today in the modern world, I used to tell my patients, people make Hanuman out of a human being, right? By opening the chest, right? Hanuman, you understand? We open the chest, right? And but we don't open the chest, we change the head. So we make them Ganesha. So it just changed, you know, from Hanuman to Ganesh. So I always tell them, if you really want to open your blocks, you have to change your head. Are you ready for that? If you're ready, then please come and join the program. And once they're ready for change, they change and the blocks open up. Not only one block, not only the blocks, but their hypertension decreases, diabetes improve, diabetes. Many of the patients are off antidiabetic drugs, antihypertensives, it must be in thousands, you know. And the asthma, migraine, GERD, even the bone problems, and the irritable bowel syndrome, all associated problems, because wife is also there, husband is also there. Sometimes husband is the patient, sometimes wife is the patient. And many times it is seen that husband is the patient when the wife is coming, but the wife doesn't follow properly. After husband becomes all right, and wife becomes a patient after some time. We call them dilwalas, you know. So dilwalas means the wife comes as sathwala and patient is dilwala. And wife doesn't follow after going back to the home. She takes the same diet, does not follow the meditation properly, and the husband becomes all right, and the wife becomes dilwala, dilwali, and then she comes with the patient. The patient comes with that previous dilwala comes with the patient as sathwala. No? So that is what, you know, actually this is that's what we tell them. Now both of you have to follow the program sincerely if you really want to change the family, because your family, your son, your children, your daughters and granddaughters and grandsons, they have the same problem. They have the same genes. They are going to suffer the same problem. You change for them. May not be for yourself, but you change for them. If you change, they will not suffer heart disease. Like this patient, if then they started following the Rajayoga meditation, they can open their blocks. Right? See this, every block there is thought pattern. If you can change that, you can change the blocks. See this 80%, this block here has a worsened. Another control and another patient here. See this, there's a block, actually 100% block in the RCA. This video clip is not functioning. And see this, it has opened up. Whole of it has opened up. So what is heart? Let us see, what is heart? We talk about heart. There's a physical heart, which is a wonderful pump. And there's a thought which we talk about, the thought in our poetry, in songs, ghazals, you know. What is that heart? That heart is conscience. And what is in my conscience affects this heart. So I'll be talking about consciousness or conscience. If you can change your conscience, consciousness, then you can change this block, these blocks. These blocks relate very much to this conscience or consciousness. What heals the heart? It's the mind which heals the heart. It's the mind which causes the blocks, and it's the mind which heals the heart. So mind is the, you know, leads to attacks, coronary events, and also leads to blockages or plaques. And what is mind? This is our brain, which is a hardware, which is physical, 100 billion neurons, higher brain, lower brain, and soft brain is, mind is software. It's non-physical, and it has got four aspects: thoughts, emotions, attitudes, and memories. What is the difference between thoughts and emotions? Anyone? What is the difference between thoughts and emotions? Yes? Okay. Right. Anyone else? Anyone else? Emotions are reaction to situations. So actually basically intense thoughts become emotions. Anything, any thought you do intensely, again and again, that becomes emotion. Right? Think about something intensely, it becomes emotion. Right? And when you have developed emotions, then between two people, emotions are usually between relations. Mother and child, husband and wife, brother and sister, parents and son, you know, son or daughter, between the two relationships. And then from the emotions flow the vibrations. So son is in US, mother is in Delhi. So 20,000 kilometers, the vibrations are traveling. This is also called telepathy, right? And when emotions are prolonged, they become attitudes. And attitudes lead to vibration. What is emotions are prolonged? The emotions are prolonged, it becomes a complete circle. And then there's an atmosphere around it. And that atmosphere, under the effect of atmosphere, you act. And these acts are recorded. That becomes your memory. If you act once, they are called brief acts, they become impressions. And when these impressions are reinforced by others, many people around you, your friends, your family members, they become belief systems. अंधविश्वास जैसे कहते हैं ना शनिवार को ये काम नहीं करना है बिल्ली रास्ता काट गई तो काम खराब हो जाएगा छींक किसी ने मारी तो काम खराब हो जाएगा है ना हम ऐसा बहुत हमारे अंदर होता है ना सभी के अंदर पढ़े लिखे लोगों में भी होता है डॉक्टर्स में भी होता है क्रिकेटर्स में भी होता है आईएएस ऑफिसर्स में भी होता है सभी में होता है ये बिलीफ सिस्टम्स है हमारे उसका मुंह देखा तो काम खराब हो जाएगा होता है ना ऐसा तो ये जो हमारे बिलीफ सिस्टम्स हैं ये हमें होल्ड कर लेते हैं अभी सारे के सारे हमारे बिलीफ सिस्टम फिजिकल है हम अपने आप को बॉडी समझते हैं सुबह से आप सुन रहे हैं मेडिटेशन के बारे में यू आर अ बीइंग विद द बॉडी हमारा कॉन्सेप्ट क्या है आई एम अ बॉडी विद द सोल राइट विद अ बीइंग ह्यूमन बीइंग अभी उसके ऊपर आगे आते हैं तो ये हमारे व्हेन यू डू इट अगेन अगेन दे बिकम अवर हैबिट्स resolves or personality traits. That is how our personality is formed. We were not born as type A behavior, anxiety, angry people or cynical people or hostile people or sensitive people. This is what we gain from the society, from the parents, from our friends, our teachers and people around us up to the age of 11 years. And then that is by that time our personality is formed. That is called in psychology that is called as oral phase of life or passive phase in life. And that is how our memories are formed, our personalities are formed. And then after the once your personality is formed or your memories are formed, sanskaras are formed, then your mind doesn't act. Intellect doesn't work. Then intellect doesn't work. Science of healing the heart. How to heal the heart. You are aware. When someone dies, we tell the patient relatives, he has left the body, he has gone, take the body. But from this same person, if this person was willing to give his organs, another person is there in the hospital whose ejection fraction is only 10%, 15%, and he requires a cardiac transplant, tissue matching is done, histocompatibility matching is done, you can transplant this heart from here to this heart, this body, this being, and it starts functioning. That means, which makes the heart function? It is the soul which makes the heart function. Here the life force is not there, here the driver is there, it starts functioning. And human being basically is not only physical energy which comes from the diet, exercise and sleep, but it is human being is a continuum of spiritual, mental and physical energy. And health is not a state. Health is a dynamic process of harmony and flow of spiritual, mental and physical energy. Anything happening, anywhere wrong, our health gets, you know, we become ill. And that's a very important thing, very important statement. Only soul and few memory cells are continuous with life. Rest, almost 99% cells change every 3 months to 2 years. Your bones are changing, your heart is changing, your whole GI tract is changing, your whole liver is changing. Depends on your team, what type of team you have. You have to stick to that team for 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, and you see that your organ is changed. That can be done. Another very important thing. Body is made up of 80,000 billion cells, and in each cell, about 100,000 reactions occur in 1 second. But when we have anxiety, instead of 100,000, you have 120,000. When you get anger, it becomes 140,000. Then you have more anger, rage, it becomes 160,000, 180,000. And body cannot get rid of those extra reactions, toxins. And we are born with one target organ. Someone it may be heart, someone it may be cardiovascular system, someone it may be respiratory system, someone it may be liver and GI tract. Someone it, different organ systems may be there. Maybe. And the whole effect goes on to that target organ. Whatever negative you are thinking here. And then angry, then the effect will come on those cells only. And that is how that organ is going to get disease. And then disease coming in one organ will spread to other organs. Depending on, because all are interrelated. So that is the concept. 3D healthcare, self-responsibility. Healthy means heal plus die. We tell our patients that you are the only person on this planet who can heal yourself, who heal you. That is you only. Doctor can only guide you. Parents can help you. Relatives can help you. And God will help you only if, when you follow. Right? He will help you 1,000 times. Human being will help you once, depending on how much you have helped him. So that is what is needed. And once you want to, you know that you have to heal, then the meaning of healthy is swast. Hindi. Swa means inner self, stha means conscious. So healthy means inner self conscious. The meaning of bimari, B word, if you search in the Hindi Shabdkosh, then B means fear, mari means constancy of. So fear means, bimari means constancy of fear. And multidimensional approach to heal thyself, one needs self-empowerment, and empowerment comes from true knowledge, and true knowledge comes from God, as you heard from Usha Ben. God is truth, and information, education, counseling about the soul, about the supreme soul, God, or highest power, soul, mind, body, as per biological clock. There's a clock here in the hypothalamus. You follow that clock. There's a time to get up, time to sleep, time for meditation, time for walking. There's time for everything. You follow that. Time for breakfast, time for lunch, time for dinner. If you follow that, the energy, you will be more efficient. Energy required to do that very work is less than, you know, like say, if there's time for planning. I always do my planning in the morning, 5 a.m. after meditation. And I study, even in my college days, I used to study from 4 to 6 or 4 to 7, 5 to 7 after meditation. And that, those 2 hours of study, you remember, you know, that the, you can remember as much as you could remember in 8 hours. The efficiency improves after meditation, right? If you do it in that way. And when you enjoy the flow of energy, spiritual, mental, and physical energy, then you can be ever healthy, ever happy. And this is what concept is. Human being, human means humus, which is Latin word, which means soil. And being means life force, which means soul. It's about outer self, it is about inner self. And outer self means body, role, or material. Or religion also comes in that. This is our outer self, right? And these three are unstable, that leads to insecurity. And these 5 vices are nothing but because of insecurity, fear. And they lead to negative mental tendencies, type A behavior, anxiety, jealousy, laziness, carelessness, cynicism, hostility, suspicious behavior, assuming that is schizoid behavior, anxiety, fear, and they are responsible for stress. And this stress, there are many studies which tell us the wrong mood leads to wrong food. When you have wrong mood, you go for wrong food. It's, the reverse is also right. When you have good food, when you have tasty food, your mood changes. But when you have wrong mood, unhappy mood, you will go for wrong food. Right? When you are feeling bitterness in the mind, you go for sweets. Even if you are diabetic, you go for sweets. When you feel dry here in the mind, you go for fried foods. Right? When you are feeling very boring inside, you go for hot and spicy foods. Right? There are so many studies are there which tell us. So when you go for wrong food, such a person with super beta AEG, we cannot get sleep. Goes to sleep at 10, but gets up sleep only at 2 a.m. So this person will sleep up to 8 a.m. and still will not be, you know, energetic, because he was just tossing in the bed. He could not get delta sleep, and this person cannot get up early, so he cannot go for exercise. He doesn't have time for exercise to go to work, so he doesn't have time. And this person is easy victim for smoking, alcohol and drugs, substance abuse. And that is how he is unhappy and, you know, diseased. On the other hand, if your soul conscious is stable, foolproof, and these are seven energies of the soul, innate energies of the soul, like peace, love, happiness, bliss and powers. And then when this full of seven energies, when he comes into action, then these are the values which he reflects from his actions, from the face, from his actions, truthfulness, because these are nothing but the combinations, various combinations of these seven basic energies. And then they reflect as humility, tolerance, contentment, concentration, determination, patience. And such a person is stress-free. This person is living to eat, and this person is living to eat, and this person is eating to live, right? So this person is happy, all right. So he's not looking for happiness in the food. He goes for healthy food. He gets a very good sleep. We go to bed at 10, immediately we fall asleep, and then we get up in the morning at 3:30, have meditation, and then take bath and go for exercise. Let's have a daily routine and say no to smoking and alcohol. Healthy and happy life. Incurable does not mean it is not curable. It means it is in plus curable. It is curable if you go in. So that is what formula is. Stress is equal to pressure divided by inner strength. And if the pressure is more than one, then you feel stress. And we can remove this, we can increase the inner strength by meditation. Rajoga meditation. What is Rajoga meditation? It is nothing but realizing the ABCD. What is ABCD? A for Atma. I am a being. B for Baba. Baba means God, right? Father, highest power. What is the difference between soul and supreme soul? Soul is embodiment of seven energies, and supreme soul is powerhouse of seven energies. And connection between the soul and supreme, that is Rajoga meditation and drama. Every one of us in this community, in the society, has a different role, predestined role, and one is playing accurate role in the drama. If you realize this, that is what meditation is all about. ABCD is truth. And what is meditation? Realization of the truth. Being the truth, living the truth, and realization of the truth. That is what meditation is. I think I'll just leave this. Anatomy of soul, as we have anatomy of body, the same way you have anatomy of soul. Mind, intellect and sanskaras, these are three subtle faculties of the soul. And mind is nothing but team. And this is what aura you talk about, this is nothing but your team. Intellect and resolves are nothing but memories formed by repeated thoughts and actions, speech and actions. And these are seven energies. I remember the formula like this, KP square, low high blood pressure. You realize this again and again, ABCD, your mind will become pure. Mind and intellect will become pure. You do this, purity will lead to peace. That means you will forget the past and you will forget the future, and just you will be in the present. And that too in a real true form. Okay? And that is peace. The number of thoughts will come down from 30 to 8 per minute. And then that is you achieve alpha rhythm. Then love. Love means unconditional dignity, whatever is around you, people around you, whatever people in the home or in the working place, you accept them as they are without being judgmental. Your wife, your husband, your parents, your brother, sister, your sons and daughters, your office boss and people working with you, people PM, other people, you accept them as they are. So that is what love means. Once you have that love, you have developed contentment, and that leads to happiness. And once you have that happiness, then you get bliss. Bliss means going beyond, soul goes beyond. Then unites with the supreme soul, you know, through intellect. That is a feeling, ecstasy, that is bliss. And then you develop powers, power that is, you develop wisdom, you develop power of judgment, right power of judgment. Then you are able to make mountains, moles out of molehills, moles out of mountains, right? You can make big things, big problems into small things, right? You can just put a full stop the problems. You won't sort of linger on with those small things which have been happening, which are happening in life. So then you can pack up, and then you can have power of tolerance. You can accommodate, adjust with things. Then you can face newer problems. Then you can cooperate with people. So these are eight powers that comes in this sequence. And once that is spiritual energy, the soul is nourishing the body through mind. Your mind has to be positive. And if your mind is positive, then all the seven energies are required by each and every cell of the body. But there's a special energy for each and every organ system, which I will not go into detail, time is over. But more you do meditation, the energy team is positive, energy is going to the organ system, nourishing them, it accumulates around your body. That becomes your aura. And that is like a shield for you, that protects you from the people, from the circumstances around you, pollution and so many things around you. People, someone gets angry, you will not get angry because your aura will protect you. So this is soul. You do this meditation in the morning 4 to 5. You can charge yourself. Seven energies come inside, and there's a heart, there's a hypothalamic, pituitary and pineal hormones. 18 hormones come out at that point of time in the 4 to 5. If you enjoy bliss for 20 minutes, the studies are there, you can harmonize these hormones. And during the day, 5 to 10 kicks come out depending on the requirement. If the first kick is harmonious, all those kicks which are coming out during the day, they will be same way harmonious. If first kick is not harmonious, then you will have a lot of problems. Same thing will be happening again and again. If you can maintain your silence up to 8, and have only positive team up to 8, then the energy reaches the body cells, those seven energies. And then if you can take proper diet, I say Shuddha Sattvic diet. Shuddha means pure, cooked with pure mind. Sattvic means food which increases seven energies, like sprouts, porridge or oatmeals, the milk, cow's milk or whatever, you know, double toned milk you take, the vegetable, salads, fruits at 11 a.m., then lunch, salads, followed by chapati, sabji and dal, and if you curd, and then 4 p.m. again fruits, and 6 p.m. we take dinner. 3 and a half hours before we go to bed. 6 to 6.30 dinner is over. And then you can have meditation. And then before going to bed, you write a letter to God and just say, audit your day. Whatever wrongs and rights have done, just mention on a small piece of paper. Give it to God and do 2 minutes of meditation. Go to bed around 10. And if you do this, energy will accumulate in your body, and that is aura. And this is how the harmony will happen. And this is what Rajyoga meditation means. So you follow this program. This is how this program is conducted. Patients come with the spouse, and we teach them. We walk with them. Patients without legs also walk, right? And we have meditation. We have group support sessions and picnic with them. So main take home messages. First thing is spiritual. It's a three-dimensional healthcare program. We also call it 3D health and happiness. It says be natural, be inner self-conscious, not body or role conscious, and always remember that you are not an angry person, you are not a short-tempered person, you are not a type A person, you are a peaceful person, you are a loveful person, you are a happy person, You are born peaceful, loveful, happy, blissful. And that is what your innate nature is. And for this, practice meditation from 4:15 to 4:45 and enjoy blissful stage. To enjoy in that early morning pituitary surge and mental care. Up to 8 a.m. you practice silence as far as possible and we listen to Murli, godly versions. That is 100% positive team. And to harmonize our adrenal surge. We have seen that once you do this, then hold your peaceful, loveful, happy. In up to 8 a.m., you do anything negative team, negative thought, negative emotion, entertain anything, then hold, cortisol comes out more, and the whole day you will be peaceless. Whole day you will be, you know, anxiety, anger, irritation, efficiency will go down. And then physical care, that is eat natural, right? What when, it's not only important what to be taken, but when to be taken. There's a time for breakfast, lunch and dinner, and how to be taken? In silence, right? In godly, in God's remembrance. Take that food in that remembrance. Right? With that, because otherwise you are not eating here only, but you are eating from your eyes, you are eating from your ears. So everything is important, everything matters. Eat with that consciousness. Be in the lap of nature, have morning walk with sunrise, after cleaning your bowels, having a bath, go for a walk, 45 minutes, brisk walk and evening stroll before sunset. And then sleep at 10, get up at 4 and proper use the medication. Follow this. You'll be healthy, you have healthy heart, healthy mind, happy mind and healthy body. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Dr. Satish Chigupta. I think there are many questions from the audience. But as we are running shortage of time, still can we take one question? Yes.
Hear me? Yes, yes. See, on our website 3dhealthcare.org, you can there is a form. You can fill up that form and send your reports to us through on our email, and then we invite you, right? And we have a program. Not only this, this is secondary and tertiary prevention program. We have a primordial prevention program, which is we do in school and colleges, and there is a primary prevention program for people who are highly prone to develop heart disease, coronary artery disease. That also we do. Yeah, milk can be taken up to 300 ml per day by a patient, documented CAD patient. But it should be double toned or cow's milk. Please sit down. Please sit down for a few minutes. Good. Curd is better. Curd is better.
Yes.
After we get, you know, the right time to get up is 4 a.m. Because there is no time for sleep management. Otherwise, I told you, what is the sleep management? That's very wrong.
Okay. Actually, we are running shortage of time and I know you can
meet me after the program, right? After
very the curious to ask the questions. After the program, we can ask him the questions. Thank you very much, Dr. Satish Gupta. And the conclusion of his topic was, Galat khane se aur galat sochne se bimariyan hoti hai. तो सही खाने से और सही सोचने से बीमारियां जाती भी है और इसी के साथ आज टुडे आई वुड लाइक टू इनवाइट डॉक्टर उषा जी किरण टू फेलिसिटेट अवर चेयरपर्सन ऑन द डाइट सो प्लीज डॉक्टर उषा जी किरण एंड बिफोर दैट आई वुड लाइक टू रिक्वेस्ट डॉक्टर रतन जी राठौर टू शेयर हिज व्यूज जस्ट
ओम शांति सभी लोगों को जाना है भोजन पे सो आई विल नॉट टेक लॉट ऑफ टाइम आई जस्ट वॉन्ट टू से दैट एज डॉक्टर गुप्ता हैज स्टार्टेड दिस प्रोग्राम एंड नॉर्मली वी सी व्हेन पेशेंट कम्स टू कार्डियोलॉजिस्ट व्हाट वी डू वी जस्ट एडवाइस फॉर कंट्रोल ऑफ ब्लड प्रेशर कंट्रोल ऑफ डायबिटीज मेलाइटस रिड्यूस द वेट एंटी प्लेटलेट ड्रग exercise and stop smoking. This is what the advice given by we cardiologist. And that is the reason we see that coronary artery disease is number one killer today. 40% of the patients they die because of coronary artery disease. Disease was 1% in 1960. Now it is 12 to 14%. It is progressing. It is not regressing. Basic fault is ki we are tackling the disease at only at human level, that is at body level. We cardiologists, we don't know anything behind the body. There is a being which is the most important part. And we have seen that when you are practicing soul conscious state, then you are 100% peace, purity, prosperity, healthy, wealthy, happy. This is what the people were there in Satyuga and Treta Yuga. Total full 2500 years, people were healthy, wealthy, happy because they were soul conscious. After the interval, we become body conscious and then we deteriorated. So why the soul conscious is important? Because if you take the risk factor like personality, type A personality, people are prone from coronary artery disease. Personality is not related to body, it is to the soul. It is a soul personality. So you have to treat at soul level. If you see the risk factors, physical risk factor I told you, and psychological risk factor, anxiety, depression, cynicism, isolation, these are all the personality of that soul. So you have to tackle the soul, then only you can become perfectly all right. If you see the disease wise, 50% of the patients, they have coronary artery disease, which are diffuse disease, multiple artery disease, where cardiologist can't do angioplasty, bypass surgeon can't say, he can't do the surgery also. Now this type of patient, who will open the artery? Only this type of pathy, you know, where you can do the soul conscious Rajyoga lifestyle, can open the artery, which is demonstrated by Dr. Gupta, not only in 1 or 2 years, from last 19 years he has shown the project. And this project, I am very much proud of this organization and Dr. Gupta, that this study is one of the top 20 study in the world. So this is creditable for Dr. Gupta and for this organization. And if you see the bypass surgery and angioplasty, we do bypass surgery, angioplasty. Now angioplasty and bypass surgery, they are not the permanent solution. They bypass surgery, venous graft, 8 years, 10 years they block. Arterial graft, they last for 10 years, 12 years, 15 years, depending on the which surgeon has operated. And cost wise, if you see, angioplasty will cost you 1.5 lakhs, bypass surgery will cost you more than 2 lakhs, depending on the surgeon. If good surgeon, it will go to 5 lakhs, 10 lakhs also. And they are also not permanent. Then what is the permanent? Permanent solution is with you. And if you see the coronary artery bypass and angioplasty we do when the artery block is more than 70%. If block is less than 70%, we don't do angioplasty or bypass surgery. And maximum heart attack, they occur when block is less than 50%, where there is no bypass and no angioplasty. And the only solution is change of lifestyle. And only problem with our patients, they don't want to do the mehnat. Mehnat nahi karna hai, they want ready-made formula. Paise do, goli do, I should become okay. And this is the pathy where you have to do the mehnat, then only you will get the result. This project was started by Dr. Gupta in 98. I was with him during that time. I appreciate him. Inki sehan shakti ka to koi jawab nahi, power of tolerance. I remember those days, 98, when he started this project. You know how many patients he had? He had only 3 patients. 3 patients for 7 days training from 9 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. 8 p.m. he was teaching them. Now imagine, even if you tell me, doctor, you are professor HOD, you take CAD, coronary artery disease lecture for 7 days, I will not be able to give much that much lecture because I don't have material. I don't know from where he got that much material which lasted for 7 days. Those days we were not having projector and no laptop, no computer. There was only that overhead projector, and Dr. Gupta has no material except that our medical material, anatomy, physiology, no spiritual material. He was just meditating. He was getting the hint from Almighty Father. He was writing on the transparencies, and over that overhead projector, he was taking the spiritual lecture. And till that, from 98 till now, total 8000 patients, and it is creditable, and he has brought this organization to the top. And I say Almighty Father has done this program. Dr. Gupta is just in front of his, but he is carrying out this program. I congratulate Dr. Gupta and give him best luck, best wishes also, ki this trial should become number 1 in the world, because this is the biggest trial going on from 19 years. Nobody carried out the longer trial, you know, for so many long years. So I assume that Dr. Gupta will continue and this will become the number one trial in the world. All the best. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Ratanji Rathod. And now I request Dr. Usha Ji Kiran from Delhi to felicitate our chairpersons. Sure. After the program, Dr. Usha Ji Kiran. First, I would request her to felicitate Dr. Arya Ji from Bikaner. Dr. Alok Ji Chopra. Thank you very much, Dr. Usha Ji Kiran, and just 1 minute silence, 1 minute, only 1 minute.